Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Valenstein steps up at the line. Puck is stolen here by Peyton Krebs, who walks in and fires, scores! Peyton Krebs! A great read, and he shoots the puck as Lindy Ruff has asked him to do. And the Buffalo Sabres are up 4-1.
Now, Peyton Krebs giving Buffalo the cushion they needed in the third period. Little extra sweet there for Krebs. He steals the puck from Cousins and then walks in alone for his 9th of the year. That's our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Well, beyond the Krebs goal, another big part of this victory tonight belongs to the Sabres netminder. James Reimer continues his outstanding play, including this one here, our Upstate Honda dealers. Save of the game.
Shabbat keeps it in. Stutz last save by Reimer. Are you kidding me?
Thank you. Well, Stutzla had about 2 good looks there in that sequence. But James Reimer coming up big. And the Sabres get another outstanding performance from James Reimer. We're going to talk about him here coming up. But that's our Save of the Game brought up by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-2. Buffalo wins it. McLeod adds a shorthanded empty net goal, and Buffalo wins it tonight in front of 16,446 at Canadian Tire Center. Our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Ottawa pelted Reimer with 15 shots in the third. Only one got by him. He made 14 saves in the third and 33 saves overall in the game, and picks up first star honors today, and I think deservedly so. In the loss, Ullmark, not a solid effort for him. 4 goals against on 21 shots, 17 saves in the game. 3 stars while we're at it. Giroux from Ottawa, who had a goal, star number 3. Dahlin for the Sabres, excellent today, a goal and an assist, star number 2. And I mentioned already, James Reimer, star number 1. Power plays. Your DynaBray.com power play update powered by DynaBray Tools, probably made here in Buffalo. Sabres penalty kill getting it done. 3 of them in the first period, 1 in the third. 0 for 4 goes Ottawa on the power play. And for Buffalo, they were 0 for 1 in the game tonight. Let's look at some individuals' numbers here. Leading the way with 5 shots, Yuri Kulik. He had 5 of the Buffalo 22. Krebs was a plus 2. How about Matias Samuelsson? 2 assists and a plus 4. In this game tonight. Dahlin, a goal and assist, 2 points, a plus 3 in over 22 minutes of play. He had 2 shots and 2 block shots. Ryan McLeod, a plus 2, picks up the empty netter. He won 12 of 20 faceoffs. leading the way for the Sabres in that category. Connor Clifton, physical game, 3 hits, 4 blocked shots. As Buffalo, again, coming through with a 5-2 victory. This weekend, they get a little breather. They've been going hard here as of late. They get a little breather, and then they play this weekend now. They don't have to play till Saturday, Sunday at home. Tampa on Saturday, Boston on Sunday, 7 o'clock and 6 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday, respectively. And, of course, we'll have both those games right here for you on the Sabres Radio Network. We're going to read some tweets, send them in at BrianWGR when we'll get connected by our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. But let's bring in TJ Luckmer now, filling in for Paul Hamilton.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight, and TJ, let's start with James Reimer. First star honors tonight, 33 saves. Pretty impressive performance for a guy that really wasn't even a part of this organization for a time this year. He was waived and then eventually reclaimed.
Yeah, he's put together a nice little run for himself, and I think he may have put himself into contention for a spot on this team next year, depending on what they want to do goaltender-wise.
We know he's been playing so much lately, TJ, because he's been playing good. And Lindy Ruff said he values winning. He knows this group still has to understand how to win. So while others might treat the end of the season differently, like maybe in Boston these days, they know they're eliminated. They might say, hey, let's try some things. The Sabres are doing everything they can to win. And Lindy Ruff is playing Reimer because he thinks he gives them the best chance to win. We know Lukanen's been very inconsistent this year, has not played anything like he did January, February last season when he was so good, almost Vezina-like numbers, and he got that contract extension. And then, of course, there's the layer of what is Devon Levi? Well, he looks as though he's doing everything he can to dominate the AHL like you'd want. They hope for a long playoff push, but next year, is it Levi versus Lukanen, and you let him battle it out and may the best man win? Or, because Lukanen's contract is a tradable one, could anybody see that happening where Levi and Reimer are your combination goalies?
I think it's a tough corner they've put themselves into on the goaltender situation because it feels like they put a lot of eggs in the Levi basket for him to be good right away. He was okay out the gate, trailed a little bit, and then went back to Rochester last year, had a good year. It's more of the same this year. They thought he could handle a little bit more, and he hasn't been able to. Now, do I hope that he can parlay this great season he's having in the AHL this year into a great NHL career? Yes, but we've yet to see that from him. So, with that being said, I don't know if I think I have a tough time trading UPL just because he has at least given you that quality of play, whereas you haven't even seen that really with Levi since the first season he was here at the end of the year when he got signed, that 10-game stretch.
Yeah. Well, I put the question on Twitter, right, you know, as Reimer was making those saves there in the third at the end. So let's get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. Here's what I tweeted. I said, is Reimer playing well enough that you bring him back next season? What does your 1-2 look like to start next year? Duke Dutchy says, only because we probably literally cannot do any better because the market is blank here. And also a decent backup would rather drop dead than be a Saber right now. All right, well, that's plain and to the point. Plastic Battles says, UPL better be off the roster next season. Roberto Kraft 7 says, it's UPL and Levi. You can't count on these no-pressure wins. Does that matter to you, TJ, at all, the fact that these games essentially don't mean anything in the standings?
A little bit. I think you can say that last year when the games mattered, UPL was typically coming through for you. So yeah. I think it's tough to say that they are always wilting in these situations. I do think that one part of the team really has to step up or something, because it really seems that they're only getting one or the other.
Yeah.
Year in and year out.
Gibby 100 says Reimer is not the long-term guy, but I wouldn't mind Levi and Reimer for 1 year. Irish Gemini says right now I'm taking him for the rest of the season. Let's see what he can do. UPL lost his spot. He should start again. Okay. Coach Pete says Reimer and literally anybody else. Rich says Reimer is the answer until Levi is ready. They just seem to play better and different in front of him. Let's see here. Another tweet coming in. Yes, you bring him back. No question. He's as good as Craig Anderson was. Andrew, if they go Levi and UPL, you better spend money than fixing that defense and hope that one of those two show up. That's a fair comment for sure. Let's see here. Ice Cream 1502 says it's absolutely insanity that Adams signed the UPL that long when he didn't have to. I trade for another goalie as insurance. I do agree. You need a couple of defenders to help out. Okay. Greg says, absolutely, they have to bring Reimer back. They have to. He's played great. I wonder if they'd wonder where they'd be if he played more this year. That's interesting. Yeah. Beth from Buffalo. Yes, I would think so. Would Levi benefit from another season in Rochester or no? I'll answer this maybe, but I don't think Levi wants any part of that. TJ, wouldn't you think Levi last year didn't seem like gung-ho on heading to Rochester, but he understood why? Now he's essentially spent the entire season there. I feel like next year he's got to get, you got to see what he has in the NHL, right? I mean, I feel like this is the time, right, next year to see if Levi's your guy. You gave up a very, very good goal scorer in Sam Ryder as a part of a trade to get him. I feel like next year you got to know if he's an NHL goalie or not.
It feels like you've left yourself with no choice there. They don't really have, it doesn't feel like they have any kind of plan otherwise. I think they were hoping that by signing UPL long-term, he could give them a lot of good years like last year and hope that Levi sort of eases into the role. And I don't think that throwing him into that next year might solve the solution, but stranger things have happened. I do think that he would benefit from one more season. Goalies typically tend to benefit from getting as many starts in the AHL as they can. But again, will the Sabres give themselves the opportunity to do that, or are we looking at an overhaul this summer at the position entirely?
Yeah. Appreciate everybody sending in the tweets. Feel free to send some more. We'll interact a little bit more here at Brian WGR. Well, one note on the injury front. We know still no Josh Norris, no Jordan Greenway, but the Sabres in the third did not have Tyson Kozak on the bench. Kozak in this game played just 546, so we'll have to see if there's an injury there. And Lindy Ruff can let us know here shortly so we can tweet that along the way as well here to see if there was any injury to Kozak. But again, played only 546, was not on the bench there throughout the third period. TJ, how about Dylan Cousins tonight? A -4. That's not what he wants to have next to his name on the score sheet.
Would have been the first star maybe if he was wearing a Sabres uniform. But yeah, pretty dreadful performance from the former Sabre. Made quite a few mistakes that ended up right in the back of his net multiple times. The Krebs goals specifically, but I'm thinking of the empty netter as well. He has not, besides the Buffalo games, he's performed well, but for whatever reason, he cannot bring it against his former team.
Yeah, Cousins -4. 17, 18 of ice time for him. By the way, I mentioned Kozak only playing 548, so we'll have to see if there's an injury there. We know there's injuries to Norris and Greenway. Still no timetable there. That's our injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. 5-2 Buffalo. Let's get the scores from around the league here. And it's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. I feel like when we read the scoreboard now, we always got to start with the Capitals if they're playing. Washington winning 4-3 in Boston. First period goal from Alex Ovechkin. Ovechkin is 38th of the year, and the chase is now down to 3 to tie and 4 to take the all-time lead in goals. Capitals victorious today. How about Montreal? A monster win. They come back in overtime and beat Florida. Suzuki scores with 9 seconds left in the game. And then Suzuki on the opening shift of overtime scores. Wow. I'll have to watch that highlight. I bet you Montreal's buzzing. The building is buzzing there. And guess what? With that win, if you look at the standings now, that puts the Canadiens into the final wild card with 79. Wow. Big time comeback there. Suzuki ties it up with 9 seconds left and then wins it on the opening shift of overtime. That's a big win there. Columbus, 2 out of a playoff spot. They roll Nashville 8-4. This could be a costly loss for the Islanders. They are also in the race right now and are 5 behind Montreal. They are losing right now to Tampa Bay by a score of 3-1 with just 6 to go in the third period.
Does anybody want it in the East, Brian?
No.
Anybody?
Nobody does.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, at Montreal, if Suzuki doesn't score with 9 seconds left, the last playoff spot is 77, and Buffalo has 70. They'd be 7 back with 8 games left. So the Sabres would have had a maximum of 16 points still up for grabs. They still can get to 86. Let's see what Montreal is on pace for right now. Montreal currently holding wildcard 2. They're playing at a 534 points percentage. Over an entire season, they're on pace for 87.5 points. 87.5. If Buffalo wins out, that's 16 more. That'd be 86. They'd still be a little short. They need not Montreal to play at a little lesser of a clip than what they're at now. And, of course, the Sabres have to win out. That's the most challenging piece of that whole thing.
Listen, the way East teams are dropping out these days, and anyway, I'll let you continue your report. We can go back to this.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Nobody wants it in the East. Another team that has been terrible down the stretch, Detroit. They're still looking for their first goal in St. Louis tonight. They're 0-0 at the end of 2. Utah, 1-0 lead on Calgary at the end of 1. A good game here if you want to watch a hockey game at 10. Edmonton is in Vegas at 10 o'clock. Also at 10, the Sharks are on the road to take on the Ducks. That's not a good game to watch. And Winnipeg is at Los Angeles at 10:30. All right, let's get some baseball scores in. Bisons on the road, beginning their first road trip of the year, trying to improve on their 1-1 record. They're at Memphis right now. Bottom of the sixth inning, trailing Memphis 8-6. Oh, that one, if you want to listen, our Pat Mellicaro from our Sabres Radio Network team on the call on the Bet 1520. Major League Baseball, let's get some of those scores in. Yankees were down early, but they come back and pick up a victory at home at Yankee Stadium over Arizona. Final score there. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong on that. Now Arizona's come back. Oh, did the Diamondbacks get late runs? They got 5 runs in the 8th. So it's 7-4 Arizona. They're on the bottom of the 9th right now. The Yankees trailing, possibly losing their first game of the season. Other teams of note, the Mets lose in Miami 4-2. Toronto at home picks up a 5-3 win over Washington. If you want baseball tonight, Braves and Dodgers at 10-10. Atlanta's 0-5 to start this season. And if you want hoops, tomorrow locally at Alumni Arena, the UB women, they're in the Fab Four, the Final Four of the WNIT, taking on Cleveland State. That is a 6 p.m. game, again, at Alumni Arena, and that game will be on the Bet 1520 as well. So an opportunity tomorrow for the Bulls to advance to the finals of the WNIT tournament for this year. So that would be a pretty cool accomplishment there if they're able to win 2 more and win the entire event. All right, there's your scores from around the league, again, brought to you by Fecal Car and Joyce, your border attorneys. So the Sabres win 5-2, and again, now off in game action until Saturday. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Tampa, 6 o'clock pregame. I'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. And with that, we're going to say goodnight to you here following a 5-2 Buffalo win. Want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, also filling in during our intermissions tonight. Thank you, TJ. Appreciate it. Kyle Powell on our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com.
Tom Maddy is our engineer. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, on the pregame. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colteel. The final again from Ottawa. Sabres 5, Senators 2. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk Saturday night from KeyBank Center with the Lightning in town right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.